Hey friend, welcome back to another episode of the NSN Shift Support Podcast. I'm your host Megan. Thank you so much for tuning in again. I hope you all are having a great Friday so far. I am working, I worked all week, I'm on call this weekend, so it's not a super fun week for me, but we are doing it, we're making it through. I precepted a new nurse this week, so she's been riding along with me the last few days. We did an admission together, lots of charting, all that fun stuff. So, my husband is at one of our best friends that's getting married, his bachelor party in Dallas, Texas, or I think they're going to Galveston actually, but he flew into Dallas. And so it's just me and the children hanging out this weekend, Annabelle and Declan, my dog and cat, and I'll be working and nothing too exciting. So I hope your weekend is a little bit more exciting than mine. And if you're working, a reminder to make sure you take time to take care of yourself because you deserve it. So I wanted to talk about something very important to me. That really kind of centers, honestly, around why NSN was started, why I have the support group, why I have this podcast, why I created the journal, and that is mental health. And if you didn't know, it is May is Mental Health Awareness Month. It has been observed since 1949, and today I'm going to specifically be talking about the campaign and theme that NAMI, which stands for the National Alliance for Mental Illness. It is an organization designed to spread mental health resources, to advocate for mental health, mental illness, any type of issues in legislature, getting better mental health care for people. And every year they kind of pick like a theme and do a campaign for something related to mental health. And this year's theme or campaign was More Than Enough campaign. And according to their website, the NAMI website, it says this campaign is a message of hope and inclusion. Throughout the month, we will introduce several calls to action related to how people can feel empowered, combat stigma, and get involved, ultimately sharing the message that all people, no matter where they are on their mental health journey, are deserving of support, resources, fulfillment, in a community that cares. And I know we actually went to a NAMI support group, I believe, when I was in nursing school, and we really learned a lot, and it's just an amazing organization. If you're ever looking for information on, you know, different mental illness, caring for your mental health, support groups for specific mental illness, etc., their website is an amazing resource. Highly recommend checking it out. But mental health, like I said, is just so near and dear to my heart. I have shared my own personal struggles with mental health. If you have not listened to the first three episodes of the podcast, I share kind of why I started NSN, about my nursing journey, and about my mental health journey. I have a diagnosis of anxiety, depression, and PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder. All three are mental illnesses. And because of that, and because of the struggles I've gone through in life, and because of the struggles I went through as a nurse, especially the last 3 years, I just really felt called to create a community for nurses to find support among their peers, their fellow nurses, nursing students, CNAs. And so that is why I started the support group. And it was one of the scariest things I've ever done. Every week, you know, before, I would be so nervous because I was logging on to a, not chat room, but, you know, a support group room, with cameras, with audio, to someone I didn't know. I didn't know where they, you know, they were from all different parts of the country. I didn't know anything about them. And it's really amazing the community that we have created, how special the people in our support group are, how much I appreciate their vulnerability and their willingness to share, and I'm just so thankful for that. So I was looking, you know, through things about Mental Health Awareness Month. Obviously, it's something I wanted to talk about on the podcast because like I said, that's why I started Innocent. That's why I started the podcast, because I wanted to talk about these things and share stories and just kind of my thoughts, experiences, to let people know that they are not alone. And the More Than Enough campaign just really resonated with me. Like I said, I've had my own personal struggles with mental health, and I've just hit some really, really dark places. And I feel that society, social media, you know, your friends, family, what have you, books that are out, conferences that are being held, blogs that you read, podcasts that you listen to, accounts that you follow, etc. It all really can make you feel like you need to be healed and whole. And people on these accounts and things will say, you know, like, about all the work they've done and where they're at and, you know, how great their life is now and how much better their mental health is. And, you know, they got there through, you know, maybe it's like diet and exercise, more the holistic route. Maybe they're on meds. Maybe they're doing a combination. And I think that's amazing. I love seeing people, you know, feel better, because I don't want anyone to suffer all the time, right? I want you to feel better. And I just feel like we really love the after stories, right? We love hearing about how people, again, healed, about all the things they did to get better, their morning routine, their bedtime routine, changing jobs. Like, there's just so many things out there that people will advise you to do to feel better. And I think they're so important. Again, that's part of why I started NSN. I wanted to share ways that were helping me heal, share things that weren't helping, you know, get others' opinions on things. Like, I wanted it to be, I would like to see it continue to go towards being a space and a community full of, you know, resources for your healing journey. But I really started sharing my story, and when I started support group and when I started Innocent, I was really in like one of just a very dark place. I was in one of the darkest moments of my life, and I didn't feel more than enough. I didn't feel enough. I just felt like a shell of a person, and it was a really, really horrible feeling. So when I saw this More Than Enough campaign and I started kind of reading more about it and reading what people were saying about it, it just really resonated with me that even in your darkest moments, you are enough. Even when you're not able to get out of bed, if you are sleeping all the time, if you're not sleeping all the time, if you're never quote-unquote productive, if you're not able to support your loved ones like you would like to, if you're not even able to support yourself, if you're not able to take care of yourself in the way you would like to take care of yourself, you are more than enough in that moment, in that day, in that week, in that year. And that just resonated with me so much, because I think it's easy to feel, especially when you're struggling, that, you know, I need to focus on getting better, and then it will, you know, I'll be enough. And then I'll be worthy. And then I'll be the wife, friend, mom, dad, husband, what have parent, whoever, friend, family that I want to be. And then I'll be deserving of, you know, feeling like I am enough. But I feel like this campaign is just really pointing out that you are deserving of love, compassion, support, and care just because you are human. Full stop. You are enough just because you are human. You do not have to be healed. You do not have to be whole. You do not have to be anything. Just for existing, you are more than enough, and you are deserving of loving, wonderful, good things. You are deserving of kindness and care. And as I say a lot in NSN, you deserve the same care that you give to your patients. Nurses deserve the same nursing care that we give to patients. And again, through personal experience, I know if you are diagnosed with, you know, a physical illness, a mental illness, even something like, you know, a broken bone, if you're going through like difficulties maybe with med changes or something, if you're tired more than normal, if you're not sleeping as well, whatever it may be, it really can just feel, I don't want to keep saying that it feels like you're not enough, but it just feels like you're not enough. It feels like you're not doing enough. It feels like you don't have enough personality. You don't have enough energy. And that's really tough. But I think one of the biggest things to really try to learn through Mental Health Awareness Month is just starting to truly believe that we are worthy and we are enough just for being human. We live, again, in a society that really values and prides itself and honestly sometimes bases worthiness on what you do, you know, your career, if you have children, if you're married, kind of house you live in, what kind of car you drive. All these things are really seen as, you know, big pieces of who you are as a person and your worth. And that's just not true. And I think we really need to work to break that stigma. We need to work to break the stigma that if you have a mental illness, there's, you know, something to be embarrassed about or something wrong with you. And we just need to get back to the belief that people, just because they are human, deserve love and support. So I hope this is something that will resonate with you, something that you will begin to work on for yourself, for those around there, for those around you. If you'd like to share this episode with someone, I would really appreciate that if you would give us the Innocent Shift Support Podcast a rating. 5 stars would be wonderful. I'm, you know, new and trying here. If you would leave us a review, if you have any feedback, I'd love to hear that over on Instagram. But I think Mental Health Awareness Month is just such an important time to really have honest and sometimes hard conversations with people about things like mental illness and healing and societal pressures and just all these things that we deal with on a daily basis that can cause a lot of stress and havoc on our lives that we maybe don't feel like we can talk about. You know, try to have the hard conversations, support those around you, support yourself, practice some self-care. I am going to have to find some self-care for myself this weekend because as of now, I have nothing planned. But I just have a feeling the next 3 days are going to be a little extra stressful with calls, so I need to take the time to do something for myself. And I would love for you to do something for yourself as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really love having you here. And as always, let me leave you with an affirmation for your shift ahead. Today's affirmation is, I am more than enough. Thanks again. I hope you have a wonderful shift, a wonderful weekend, and we will talk again soon. Thanks. Bye.